This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is still much, much negotiating to be done before there is any kind of deal on the fiscal cliff. But by most accounts, virtually everything is on the table, including the mortgage interest tax deduction, the much-loved and very expensive to the Federal Treasury mortgage interest tax deduction. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
Dan Schneider teaches third grade in the suburbs of Cleveland. He, his wife, and two kids live in a small 1940s bungalow. He loves the house and his mortgage interest deduction.
It's important because it's one of the only deductions that I get.
He's not alone. The deduction saves middle-class homeowners $1,200 to $2,600 a year on their taxes. That's according to the Wharton Business School. Schneider usually gets a refund of a couple thousand dollars, so I don't expect him to be too happy when I tell him there's talk of changing or even eliminating the deduction. But Schneider surprises me.
If someone came along and said, look, the country's in trouble, we need to get rid of this deduction so that we can start balancing the books, and made it fair for everybody, I would even be on board.
But how do you make it fair? Depends who you ask. Anthony Sanders teaches real estate finance at George Mason University. He says you should cap the deduction at $500,000, one of the recommendations of the Simpson-Bowles Deficit Reduction Commission. Right now, rich people and movie stars get up to $1 million in mortgage deductions.
Brad Pitt should not be getting a mortgage interest deduction.
Sanders says mortgage deductions for the middle class shouldn't be touched. But Charles Campbell doesn't think it's enough to just target the rich. He's a financial advisor now with Eagle Financial Publications. He says the bulk of mortgage interest deductions go to the middle class, and deductions should be capped for everyone. Campbell says that might undercut the American dream of owning a home.
That's what we're all told growing up. You know, hey, a white picket fence. Well, your white picket fence might just be an apartment instead.
And if you could afford to buy a home, it would be a bungalow, not a McMansion. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.